This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday. Perfect song for this gloomy day. Rachel and I were complaining to each other, and then she pointed out this could not be more of a November day.
Love it.
It's like 50 degrees, overcast, little breeze. What do we expect? Well, we expect 71 like it was yesterday, so... Yeah, my biggest problem with days like this, I don't mind the gloom. I like it. It's cozy. I would like it better if it were a Sunday. But what I don't like about it is you don't sense the passage of time. It looks exactly like it did when I got here this morning and pretty much what it'll look like at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
That's the bummer.
That is the bummer.
Yeah. Because I don't know if time's passing. I can't trust my devices.
It could be 9:30, 1:30, or 3:30.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Let's get Ronge on the phone.
I know. Ronge, wake up. I'm pretty sure he did the show from bed. I did say at one point, are you reclining?
He just had that feel about him, that vibe.
Well, and also we stream live. And at one point, I'm pretty sure I saw him in bed.
Oh, really?
I don't know. He was just reclining. Because here's the thing. Yesterday, he's like, man, you guys, I'm sick. And I think he's been sick since Saturday. He's like, I'm sick. I'm probably going to be remote tomorrow. And I feel like he woke up feeling worse than he expected. That's how it... I think he was sick. I think he was a trooper today.
So he thought... You think that he thought he was going to come in and then
no,
got...
No, I think he thought he was going to do the show remotely
but
just
was
to be safe.
Sick, yeah.
Yeah, that it just... But he was actually... I'm like, man, I think he should be sleeping right now, not doing a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's a lot, even if you're home. I mean, it's better to be home, and you don't want to get anyone else sick. But if you're feeling pretty bad...
Yeah.
So, he was a trooper. Ronge was a trooper.
Well, I can come in for an hour if you need me to tomorrow.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Or more. I mean, when it's not my show...
It's easier.
And come in, I'd be here all day.
Right?
I could be on every show.
Yeah, you know, everything's like, not my problem. I'll say what I want.
Right?
We'll have some fun, but...
Yeah, you drive this mofo. I'll just be in the back seat just yelling stuff.
So, Ron, or Andrew has the Panera cup because you're in the sip club.
Mm-hmm,
and I know that the famous.
Well, he's not.
The famous.
I mean, not? Technically, I am.
What?
No, technically, you're not.
What?
Well, okay, that's true. Technically, I'm not. Really, I am. The account is in someone else's name.
Okay. I don't know why it's a big secret.
it's in my
illegal. Illegal.
It's in my wife's name, but I'm paying for it, which is what I'm always prepared to fight
with. Someone else's name.
Yeah, it sounds worse to say it's in someone else's name than to just be like, it's in my legal spouse's name.
Yeah, it is true. You actually made it slightly worse. Well, at any rate, the famous like moment, I don't know, during your Magic the Gathering is your tardy player.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just something to your tardy player that's so good. I got a Panera version of that. It was our time's almost up, Sipper. And it called me Sipper.
Sipper.
Yeah, and I was like, what?
I don't care for that one.
Time's
bit.
Almost up, Sipper. And it's because I had a free trial for the Sip Club, which is really a heck of a deal. But you're a sipper.
I don't like that lack of respect.
Yeah.
Time's almost up, Sipper.
They're calling you a kiddo.
It's quite a bit of familiarity.
Especially for a free trial.
Yeah, Panera bread.
I don't know. I loved it. I thought it was nice. You know, a lot of times people don't tell you when the free trial's up.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Did you sign up for the whole thing?
No, I forgot. But I think I will.
I tried yesterday for half an hour to cancel Fubo, and I can't.
Oh, yeah.
There's just no way to do it. I looked at every single setting. You bastards. I'm going to burn that place down. Like, you seriously, you can't just have cancel? Just... A word that says cancel that I click on?
That's the new rule, though.
Yeah, they're not following it.
That Biden passed, it has to be as easy to cancel any subscription as it is to sign up for it. If it's a one-click sign up, it's a one-click cancel. I love that rule.
Are they getting rid of the it's only $2.99 for the first 2 months and then blah 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like, can they lock you into a long-term contract, I wonder?
I don't know. What I do know is I need to cancel and resubscribe to my newspapers because it did that thing where it's $1 a week and suddenly I got four charges for $49.99 for all these different newspapers, which I support newspapers, but the Wall Street Journal, I don't want to pay $50 a month for a digital edition.
See, I almost signed up for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch because I missed reading the paper. There was one here one day. You'd think that we would subscribe to it, but we don't. And there was one here one day, and I really enjoyed reading it. And I went and I looked, and it was like $80 a month. And I don't want the online. I don't care about the online. I have online everything. I don't think STL Today is any better than anything else, but I like the paper.
Aren't they... I don't want to speculate because it's KMOX. I thought they're not doing the print anymore.
No, okay. not after January or
not
something
after
like
January.
That.
Yeah, they stopped the print. Well, because I got the print New York Times and Wall Street Journal. I love it. I love the paper. I love the sound of it when you open it up and you shake the paper.
That's the only way my dad communicated with me.
Shaking the paper.
Shaking the paper.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
shakes for yes, one shake for no.
Emotion in that. No, I agree. I love the paper version of. But it is crazy expensive, and all you have to, and what I don't like is that it's a game. You call them and say, I need to cancel. And they go, oh, please don't leave. We'll give it to you for $20.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to cancel. Oh, please don't leave. We'll give it to you for $10. And you have to play this game every few months.
Yeah, yeah. Same with, like, cable.
Yeah.
Same thing, yeah. Am I just a fun ruiner that I am not crazy about the pardoning of the turkeys? Like, I eat meat. I'm not a vegan. I respect people who are, but I am not. Animals are food. But there's something about, hey, you two turkeys, we're going to kill like almost every other turkey in this country.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's morbid.
Like, let's just highlight the fact that you're not going to die because every turkey you've ever known is going to.
Yeah. If those were humans, that would be like the worst emotional torture that you could possibly inflict.
Let's bring
them.
Rachel and Andrew up.
Yeah. The only two we're not killing. And what happens to them after that? Like,
yeah,
they
I doubt
just,
that
like,
they go live in a condo.
Yeah, do they just like...
They're probably just killed next year.
Yeah, they just like kick him in the butt on the way out the door, like, all right, get out of here.
What do you want him to do?
I don't know. I just,
give him a car.
Yeah, give him a car.
Head out west.
Send him on a trip to Bali or something, somewhere nice.
They're probably a little bit traumatized from what they went through. Maybe they have...
Yeah, just from Biden.
Smelling their feathers.
Biden's whispering in their ear.
Maybe they have a pardoned. You got a bug on you.
We're going to set you free right now.
Maybe they have a pardoned turkey farm.
Maybe. Yeah. Where all those puppies are.
What are you talking about?
What? You know how puppies go to the farm.
When puppies end up, you know.
That's sad.
Going to live on a big farm. Nah, they're doing fine up there.
I mean, I really pictured that. It was the happiest place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's where all the puppies go.
Even now I kind of picture it. I can't help it.
Do you guys like turkey?
Yes.
So a lot of people don't. A friend of mine, no one in her family likes turkey, so she's roasting chickens. And I didn't even know that ham was a Thanksgiving tradition for people. I always thought ham was Christmas, but I think ham is Thanksgiving.
We were a ham family. Now, we had... turkey on Thanksgiving, and my mom did a nice job with Thanksgiving. I don't like turkey outside of Thanksgiving, though. I like it as much as I do on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I just don't eat it. It just feels wrong, like pumpkin pie in July. But we were a ham family, and I'm not a ham guy.
Yeah, but you were ham on Thanksgiving family?
No, just everything else.
Yeah.
Everything else. Easter, Christmas, yeah.
A ham sandwich is really good, though, isn't it? You don't like a ham sandwich?
The fat on ham is different than the fat on other meats.
Yeah. It's a lot stringier. It's a lot... There's no flavor to it in the way that a lot of...
Finally someone who gets it.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of fats have a little flavor.
Okay, I'm the person that has his sipper account. Now everyone knows. It's in someone else's name.
It's in someone
Time's
else's
running
name.
Out, sipper.
Maybe this is a different... Maybe this isn't my wife. Maybe this is a third Megan. I guess second Megan.
Wow.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's how that happened.
This is like that soccer player that won the award and thanked his wife and his girlfriend.
We're so intrigued by Megan number two.
Well, I skipped right over her. I'm sure taking number three, apparently.
Yeah. There's Megan. Then there's funny Megan. But in the middle, there's another Megan.
There's Megan, there's Meg, there's Megan.
We had, do you ever nickname people if you know someone, okay, I apparently I've lost the ability to communicate. We knew a lot of Nicks.
Okay.
So we would put in adjective before Nick when we were talking about Nick. So there was like Game Nick because we played games with him. There was Fun Nick because he was funny. There was Smart Nick because he was an aeronautical engineer. There was Bush Nick because he took care of like the bushes and everything in the grass and everything.
That's a tough one.
I know. So one time I was telling a story and Game Nick was there and I was talking to Game Nick and I was like, oh, remember that? Oh, no, sorry. You know, that was Smart Nick. And if you call the guy who's not Smart Nick,
he's Game Nick.
Yes. And he goes, whoa. He goes, who's Smart Nick? And why am I not Smart Nick? I'm like, oh, well, no, it's not that you're dumb. It's just Smart Nick is.
You just love games.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if I'm.
It could be worse. It could be Bush Nick.
I'm really happy to be Funny Nick until I find out there's someone you call Smart Nick. And then I'm like, oh, yeah. Well.
My Nick is one of many Nicks. There were five Nicks on his floor in freshman year of college. So he's V-neck Nick.
V-neck Nick?
Yep.
Oh, that's a good
Sometimes shortened to just V-neck.
Yeah, I like V-neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a lot of Nicks.
It's going to be like this for 4 hours.
La-da.
I told you all my stories. I'm out of stories.
Yeah, no, you've done fine.
I brought a Pam.
Yeah.
A Nick. Fun Nick, Game Nick, Smart Nick. I did, Ronj did say, he's like, we had ham. He's like, sometimes we had lamb. I was like, you had lamb and ham. He's like, yes, lamb and ham. And I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Yes, lamb and ham.
I feel like his whole life is just a made-up backstory.
I think it is.
Like, the thing about looking like a little girl, someone from the CIA made that up.
Well, the thing is, he grew up in Granite City. They're not having lamb.
And ham.
They're not eating lamb in Kansas City, okay?
Kansas City?
Or Granite City, excuse me.
Let's just not do the show. We owe people better than this.
Well,
he's not having lamb and ham in Kansas City. Welcome back, guys. DGS 123. Weird day. Just a weird day. I maintain everyone's having a weird day today. This is one of those days, right?
Oh yeah.
Wheeler's out. Wheeler's not having a weird day. He's having the day of his life, I'm sure. Being all red.
That's just every day for him.
Really is.
Every day is the best day of his life.
He's gone all week. We'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then we're off on Thanksgiving. And then there's a Chiefs game on Friday. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Otherwise, we would have had to take off because we don't get vacation days, as I have complained about. Today I took the guys over to brunch at Chris's, and it is in the same building as the law school. And it really, I mean, I know I went to law school, although I always say it seems like a movie I saw. It doesn't seem like it happened to me. But it really took me back to first semester. This is about the time you really start puckering for exams because you only have one exam, and it was exciting. Like when I look back on law school, although I couldn't wait for it to be over, and maybe this is just a classic thing, anything that's hard but worth your time, it was exciting. Mm-hmm. Like I don't think I'd ever had anything in my life up to that point. I was only 22, 23, so I hadn't lived a lot of life that was that important. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like I'd been through college, I'd taken tests, I had made A's, I had made F's. Like that was pretty cool to have all that on the line with one test. And then just you don't know where you are. Like after your first year grades, you have some idea. Are you at the top of the class? Are you at the bottom of the class? Are you in the middle of the class? But until then, you still have the dream. You're going to be number one. And I remember I went. This was if you picture high school and that teacher's book where they write down the numbers in the little blocks. Mm-hmm. They had that, and you could go ask the registrar's office if you failed or passed. Mm-hmm. And they would look and they'd take their finger and go down, and next to my name was a 98, so I had ranked the criminal class. And I had an internship with Brian Cave, and I went in and I told them all about it, and they made a big deal out of it. Well, Dave got an 89. Melanie Gurley got a 98.
Oh,
yes. So I was pretty happy with an 89, but I was in tall cotton for about two weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, 98.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Yeah, she was pretty smart.
Man, I didn't think about that. Did that happen a lot?
What's that?
Like mistakes where they look and they're like, hey, Dave Glover got a 98 because they are just...
They didn't make the mistake. I did because I was reading upside down when I shouldn't have been.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. You were not supposed to look at the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when it's right in front of you, how could you not?
Yeah. I don't blame you.
And I prided myself on my upside down reading, which did not do me well that time. Do you remember the first thing that excited you like that?
Like grades?
Like doing your own show? In Lewis and Clark, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember I was actually just thinking about this because the students came in last week and they were all first years and they're heading into Christmas break, right? And at Lewis and Clark, your first year, that's when you get your first air shift, like mm-hmm. your first real air shift. They give the second year's Christmas break off and the first years are running the show. So I was like 6 to 10 a.m. on like a Tuesday or something, but I felt so cool. Like, I still remember like going in and logging into the computer. And back then, like, the internet was not as pervasive as it is now. So we had something called an ad lib folder where you would find things online and then you would print out the facts and keep them in your folder.
Kind of like what I do now.
Well, yeah, but yeah. You would like reference that for all of the bands and stuff you were talking about. So that was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Who would be able to listen to that station?
People all around, like Godfrey and Alton, and then you can listen online too. So it actually, I don't remember how many watts they were, but it was decent. Like it was a good amount of
people. It's a good station though, right?
Oh, yeah. College Radio's best.
Yeah.
89.9.
That's awesome.
Did you have your own show?
I did. I had a Friday afternoon show. And then my buddy Adam, we kind of partnered up on some stuff for the Friday afternoon stuff. Then we ended up doing what's called the 89 Hours of Christmas. It's a radiothon where you're on air for 89 straight hours.
His test score.
And
it's all coming together.
We did it in honor of Dave's big test score.
Too bad they didn't have you 98.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't be here.
That's awesome.
But that was a huge blast. You know, not everybody gets to do that. So that was kind of a big accomplishment for me. That was probably the biggest accomplishment I can point to from my time at 89.9. But it was a great,
Then discovering the alien.
Because don't forget, I forgot to look for the alien when I was there. Discovering the alien was when I was like 7 years old.
Yeah, was Amy here whenever the person sent in the voice memo that said Andrew was totally right? There was an alien.
I was either here or listening.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got to close the book on that one.
Yeah.
Me too.
That was keeping me up at night.
It was driving me crazy.
DGS. Andrew, you said the thing again and got in trouble over the weekend?
I did.
Uh-oh. Remind me?
Well, so we went out to dinner with a couple friends of ours on Saturday night. It was lovely. We had a nice time. But then they had to go home. But we wanted to, you know, we wanted to keep the party going.
Mm.
So we went to Jenny's Ice Cream
mm-hmm.
in the Central West End. Some darn good ice cream with some, they're very good with my wife's allergy. So that was nice. And when we got there, of course, we got our stuff, sat down, and we're eating it, and our back is to the rest of the place. And I turn around at one point, and I see all the people in line, and I say, we got here just in time, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That cursed thing that I realized after it became a joke that I say it all the time.
You're turning into your dad.
I'm turning into my dad. I'm constantly saying that. And mm-hmm. I literally went, well, it looks like we got here just in time.
Do you say when someone walks into wherever, you know, a party, a bar, a suite at the baseball game, you go, wow.
Yeah, here comes trouble.
Or yeah. Here comes trouble, or they'll let anybody in here.
Yep, and yes, I do. I 100% do. I've been doing that since I was like 5 years old in kindergarten.
They'll let
anybody
in here.
The party just walked in, I guess. You know, every time.
We all do it though.
Kids would toddle in.
How did the Midwest just start saying oop?
I think it's just a naturally occurring. There's something in the air that makes us all do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, it feels like a human thing, but it's not. It's a Midwest thing.
That's the thing. If I went somewhere, and of course I'm not well-traveled at all, but if I went somewhere and they didn't do that...
Yeah, in Italy they say, scusi.
Yeah.
And we're like, ope.
I feel like if I could go to anywhere from Kenya to Switzerland to China, and if we bumped into each other, everyone would go, ope.
I've got the creepiest one, though.
Uh-oh.
Remember, I apologize in a whisper voice when no one can hear me.
Yeah.
Like when I'm driving and I pull out in front of someone, I give them a wave and I go, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's creepy.
Like if you were in the car with me, you would hear it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, speaking of waves, I got a really big wave for letting someone in the other day.
Yeah.
And it felt incredible because people don't wave anymore.
No.
Like,
no.
It's very rare. I always try to do it if someone's letting me in, but someone gave me a real bit. They were very thankful, and it made my day.
What are we going to do? Nice. Because
Zero.
I think there are basic instincts to humans that are good. I don't think all of our, instincts are to kill and, manipulate. But you do have to be taught the wave. You have to be taught to hold the door open. You have to be taught these things. And while I have nothing but anecdotal information, I doubt that we're teaching it the way that we were taught. That's the only thing my parents ever taught me. My parents were not big on life lessons, but they were big on manners. So I'm very thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we going to do? Because, adults in 20 or 30 years just may not have that.
Yeah.
That vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a parenting choice. You can't really teach another person's child to be polite, right? But I'm the same as you, Dave. I remember being taught please and thank you, because I remember being asked well, what's the magic word? And then you have to think for a second. You're like, oh, please. And then you eventually learn that. But if people don't feel the need to teach that to their kids, I don't think there's anything we can do. I think it's just going to be a cultural shift. And an unfortunate one, but...
Isn't it weird that there are people who don't care about their kids? It's so weird. It's so completely outside of my experience. Many things are. I've never killed a person. I've never been to prison. But just that's as foreign to me as killing a person.
Like, what do you mean about don't care about them?
Well, I'm my own standard because I'm the only person I've ever seen parent besides Maureen. And I dote on my kids. I do too much. I go too far. I'm worried about every single thing. I'm aware of all the major things and most of the minor things. And I think there are just people out there who are just sort of apathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they have 3 squares a day. Maybe they don't. But they just don't really know that much about them. They don't care that much about them. And I see this a lot. I'm really being judgmental here. But in the day and age of social media and TikTok, I hate it when kids appear to just be a parent's accessory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'll see that a lot. I feel with the YouTube kids, right? The TikTok kids, where the kids become almost more of a like you said, an accessory to the parent's life or, I don't necessarily want to use the word exploited, but I can't think of a better word.
Because some are. Some are.
Some absolutely are exploited, but some are just more like used by the parents. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to make my kid do or say this thing that I want them to do or say to favor my own content or reaction in some way.
Well, this is anecdotal too, but I recently saw a video and it was a mom with her little toddler. And it was tough to be critical of. I felt kind of bad for having the emotional reaction that I did, but I also don't think I'm wrong. She had made the video and she was like, what you don't understand is when you have a kid, now you have a little best friend to do everything with you. And that was the only message of the video. And it's like, well, that's true in a sense, but then if you're having a child just to have a tiny best friend, that's really unfair to the child. They need a chance to be on their own. It was just kind of, it disturbed me a little bit that someone would make something.
Have taken a long time to grow up. And I've been immature in many ways and in many harmful ways. But when it came to the actual parenting, I always had enough to at least get what was going on. We all know people who are basically children,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, sometimes there's a little something wrong. Sometimes it's just the way they were raised. But, you know, when they have kids, you just look at it and you go, I'm being super judgmental, but we all know I'm telling the truth. It's like when you pull into a Casey's Pizza on the road and you see someone and you're just like, oh, man, that kid has no chance. You know, I do that all the time. I just judge people randomly at Casey's Pizza all the time.
Then you cut them off and you're like, I'm sorry.
Sorry to judge your life. sorry, but this is not the worst thing that's going to happen to you.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving that you're worried about?
I'm going to Cracker Barrel instead of the traditional, you know, we didn't want to do the stay-at-home thing this year, try and make the food, whatever. So we're gonna go to Cracker Barrel, and I'm a little nervous about it, if you guys can't tell.
What are you nervous about?
Well, I'm nervous that we're going to get there and they're going to be like, you're so stupid for trying to come here. And they're going to say it to me personally.
But wait, they're
going
to
be like, Andrew, you are so stupid.
They want you there.
Did they take reservations?
Well, open and want you there are two very different things when it comes to the restaurant.
Yeah, Dave just asked a very important question.
No, they do not.
Okay.
No, they do not. Oh, we've called two Cracker Barrels, and they both, we said, are you guys open on Thanksgiving? And they both went, come on in. So, you know, I think that we're
they
just
laugh
gonna
like
go,
Goofy.
Wow.
They laugh like Goofy. They did a Goofy laugh at me. And then they said, Andrew, you're so stupid. And I was like, I know, but can we eat there? So we're going to go early.
It's got to put in the time.
Yeah, we're just going to
put
in
the time.
Well,
no one's going to wait more than a couple hours, right?
I'll wait more than a couple hours.
Really?
I would wait, I think, up to 3 hours. If they said it was a 3-hour wait, I could.
That's
be
a lot
convinced.
Of giant checkers to play.
Wow,
that is a lot of giant checkers to play.
Wait, so you think it's going to be just full to the brim with people?
Oh yeah, I think there's going to be people coming out the chimney.
You need to document
Cracker
it.
Cracker Barrel chimney.
I do need to. This is a great
yeah.
idea.
I'll give you something to do.
Yeah. 3 hours of footage of me walking around the park. Eating
Necco wafers.
Yeah.
Those right. little plastic bottles with the Kool-Aid in them.
Off-brand Twizzlers.
Everyone else doing traditional stuff?
Yeah, not going to Cracker Barrel.
Everyone's welcome.
Yep, we're
well. Thank you.
Let us know which one you're at. Maybe I'll stop by.
I will.
We have a traditional Thanksgiving game that I think we a Thanksgiving soccer game that my good friend I help homeschool her kids.
I said, oh, weird.
Well, it's because all the neighborhood kids, the homeschool kids, their cousins, there was tons of kids. One family had 6 kids, another family had 7, another kid had 5. And for like 20 years at least, we've had this soccer game where everyone comes together and cousins and family and friends, and it's chaos and it's hilarious because there are 82-year-olds and then 2-year-olds on the field. Well, this has been going on for so long that now like half of them are Division I NCAA athletes.
Wow.
And all I know is I showed up last year and there were, gosh, I'm trying to think, 5 NCAA Division I field hockey players, one of which had just won the national championship with UNC. There was a Division I hockey player, football players, and I looked at another mom, and I'm like, wow, this has changed over the years. She goes, all I know is I'm old enough that now I bring my insurance card. That's the only thing I made sure I had. It's really fun, but it's crazy the difference. They say age is just a number, but it's not. Youth is amazing. The 20-year-olds in peak fitness, it's amazing. That's why like the whole Mike Tyson thing was so stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Youth is unbeatable. It just is when it's in peak fitness.
Well, it's like I've talked about being at a QT and seeing a couple of guys my age who are 25 and thinking, I wonder if I could still take them. Because you think you have old man strength.
Right.
And there's something to that. Mm-hmm. Not much. But when I saw Mike Tyson, I'm like, oh, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
It was shocking, right?
It was shocking.
Like, you could just see the youth, even though Mike Tyson is so fit for 58.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how this game is. I'm like, wow, I am out of shape and old.
That was really funny. I was convinced that Tyson was going to win, and the minute that the fight started, you're like, uh-oh.
Try being his age. One, 50 DGS. We're all grown-ups here, right? Okay?
Allegedly.
Okay. You know how I get weird things on my TikTok? Today was the worst.
Oh.
The worst one yet. So this thing just popped up there, no pun. Horses get pent up. And it's a real job to help the horse out.
Okay. Yes.
It's a real job. I know a guy that does it.
Yep.
Okay. Steve Moore.
my gosh.
And so, this video pops up, and it's a person doing this job.
Oh.
What?
Yes. And then there's a little thing over it, and there's an X, like, do you like this one? And I don't know how I did it. I swear on Phoebe's life, everything I'm about to tell you is true. I went to hit the X as fast as I could, and I hit, like, the like.
Oh, Dave.
And then I went to make sure I hadn't followed them. And so now it's going to say, hey, Dave Glover looked at your content, and I had. So for about 10 seconds, I was following the horse whisperer,
and then I had to comment that said, this is so great.
Then I had to unfollow them, and this all took place in like 30 seconds. Mm. And so now I'm just like living in fear that it's going to keep showing up.
How does that even find its way to your For You page in the first place?
I don't look at horses.
How does it find its way to TikTok?
I don't look at Pent Up. Yeah.
I don't even look at horses. I don't. You look at
the last horse thing I had was the horse hospice.
Yeah. He's like, well, this guy.
He's been through a lot.
This guy's been tired of seeing horses having problems. Let's show him a horse having a better time.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm sorry that happened. That sounds awful.
That's terrible. That
felt like a violation.
I was going to say, that's like violating.
Yeah, really surprising that that's allowed on TikTok, but okay.
Yeah, you couldn't post a video of a guy.
Right. Oh no, I mean, it's a good point.
Being relieved of pent up stress.
Leave it to Andrew.
And I'm over here like, yep, it's true.
He's got a good point there. He has an excellent point.
Oh, my colleague. It just goes to show, though, as usual.
Like when you're in a hurry, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Or when you're panicking.
Haste makes waste.
I have done the exact same thing. I have accidentally engaged.
Hey Trish, can you hear me? Come on in.
I have accidentally
you need to be a part of this.
Engaged with things that I did not wish to engage with. Never anything, thankfully, like that. But I've engaged with things that I didn't want to on accident, and then it's like, oh, crap, now it thinks I liked it, and now it's going to give me...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You, of all people, would appreciate this one. So on TikTok, I was just telling the guys that a video popped up of someone helping a horse out, okay? And I tried to...
I don't even know what that means.
I think you do.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Are you meaning, oh.
I tried to get...
Wow.
And I tried to get rid of it really fast, but instead I liked it.
This sounds like on a sitcom, so like you're trying to cover your tracks or something, explaining to someone.
No,
like,
look,
I was trying to get rid of it.
No, I swore.
We're all going to get an email that says he looked at it. He's like, hold on, that's what I was talking about.
I swore on Phoebe. Your feed anyway.
That's what they're asking.
I don't know.
Oh, please.
Andrew thinks it's because he saw horse hospice and they thought, listen.
No, he knows why.
There's nothing related to that.
It is weird because you use TikTok so much that you would think the algorithm had a better grasp on what was going on.
They had a pretty good grasp.
Oh.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
This is the worst seat. I feel like I'm like 2 inches.
Yeah, well, oh, it's terrible.
I can hear that you're down low.
What happened?
I don't know. I can't see Rachel. There's two computer screens in front of me.
We're talking about this weird thing.
Right.
You gotta feel like you're dreaming.
At the desk. She's sitting at the desk and it's like her nose is even with the desk. Like Rachel's head picture.
Right. My potato head picture.
Ranji, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We'll give you a better seat after the break. People will leave. You can take their seats. Yeah, so I've been going through it and just waiting, like, hey, here it comes.
Yeah, okay. Any minute now.
So you've liked it, and it's on.
Well, you're not going to believe me. I somehow followed them as well. It's totally true. Totally true.
Somehow.
And so I immediately unfollowed them, but I don't think you can unlike it. If you can, I don't know how. And I don't want to go back in and try.
And now he's covering his tracks by making up this whole story.
What? Who's going to see my TikTok?
Maybe people see who follow you.
If anyone else sees that video, it will say Dave Glover and 5 million other people like this video.
Or just Dave.
I'm doubting
there's 5 million freaks out there like me.
There's just one like it, it's Dave.
It starts to show up in all our like suggested for you. It's like followed by Dave Glover.
Harry the Horse Whisperer would like to be friends and sends you a message. He has a sticker for you. I bet he does. Thank you, AIM. Appreciate it.